This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The federal government's new website for ordering free COVID-19 rapid tests for home delivery aims to alleviate a shortage and thwart the surge of illness triggered by the Omicron variant. But at-home tests, whether purchased from the website or at a local pharmacy, do not mean access for everyone. Zoe Reed of WHYY's Health Desk Help Desk reports the blind community is urging officials to remove barriers to taking the test.
Warren Knight of Philadelphia used to get tested for COVID once a week for work. He took public transit or a rideshare to his local CVS. Being able to take the test at home would be more convenient and comfortable and would afford him more privacy. But Knight is blind and lives alone, so someone would have to stop by his house and help him. Most at-home COVID-19 tests involve complicated instructions, and the results are indicated by lines on a stick, something akin to a pregnancy test. If Knight had symptoms, getting help wouldn't be an option.
Would you want to come into someone's house that may have COVID?
He says he feels like health officials haven't even acknowledged the barriers that people of different abilities face.
It's just kind of upsetting because we're all in this together because the virus does not discriminate. So it doesn't discriminate if you're black, white, if you can hear, if you can't hear, if you can see, you can't see. We're all in this together. So if you kind of put one group aside, they're just going to be passing it amongst each other or passing it back to somebody else. So we all have to be included in this.
Accessible Pharmacy Services for the Blind is a home delivery pharmacy service in Fairless Hills, Bucks County. It's offering an at-home COVID-19 test service for blind people. They use the Be My Eyes app to connect with pharmacy staff who can walk them through the test and give them their results over video. Andy Burstein is the company's CEO.
It's very difficult to socially distance if you're not able to be aware of what's around you. So getting into a retail environment in itself is stressful to begin with. And for someone that has this test in front of them who can't read the instructions or follow some of the tests that don't really follow basic logic, it's incredibly intimidating and difficult. And then finally, to be able to understand the results and take an action with that result. For someone who lives in a rural community, gaining access to paratransit or having someone from their family take them, you know, adds another layer of complications.
In most cases, the test offered by Accessible Pharmacy is paid for by insurance, but there's also a $50 service fee. States like New Jersey and Delaware offer free home-delivered COVID-19 tests. One of the tests available, offered by Volt, is done over video conference. A spokesperson for Volt said in an email that several blind people have successfully used the at-home COVID-19 tests with the help of their on-camera test supervisors. Still, advocates like the National Federation for the Blind are calling for at-home COVID-19 tests that blind people can use by themselves. The president of the Federation wrote a letter to the White House urging the Biden administration to address the needs of the blind community, including being able to take the tests at home independently. That could mean tests that speak, for instance. Wayne Marsh of Newark, Delaware, ordered the White House COVID tests, but is unsure how he would use them. He lives alone.
Apple, for instance, builds everything with universal accessibility in mind. You know, right out of the box, their products are accessible to as many people as they possibly can make it. So if we built things from the ground up with that sort of mindset, it's not that difficult. The difficulty is in trying to retrofit things.
He says he hopes other technology will be more accessible too. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.